Laura Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music. Most modern songwriters and recording artists hope for a chart-topping hit, digital downloads, and YouTube videos. Folk songs have had longevity long before radio, commercial recordings, or YouTube even existed. The English folk song The Cuckoo, often sung as a round or canon, is written in the Wessex dialect of Middle English. Although the composer's identity is unknown today, it may have been W. de Wickham. The song celebrated the arrival of summer, recalling the sights and sounds of English barnyards and meadows. Some scholars consider the song a parody, and possibly too coarse for polite society. The manuscript in which it is preserved was copied between 1261 and 1264. The song evolved into a more poetic form and became part of the English folk song lexicon. Give a listen to this traditional version where she never sings cuckoo till summer is near. Now that's old-time music. The song traveled across the Atlantic to the colonies, and as folk songs do, its lyrics and message changed. The version that emerged in Western North Carolina was no longer more a celebration of summer, but a plaintive love song. Clarence Tom Ashley was born in 1895, and by the time he was 8, his grandfather had put a banjo in his hands. He learned many traditional folk songs and ballads from his mother and his aunts. By 1911, Tom was fronting a medicine show, and in February of 1928, he made his first recording for Jeanette Records with the Blue Ridge Mountain Entertainers, which included lead guitarist Walt Davis from Black Mountain and fiddlin' Clarence Green from Hudson in Caldwell County. On November 23, 1929, Clarence Ashley recorded his version of The Cuckoo in Johnson City, Tennessee.
Gonna build me log cabin on a mountain so high so I can see Willie as he goes on by. Pretty bird, she wobbles as she flies. She never hollers cuckoo till the 4th day July.
The onset of the Great Depression slowed Ashley's recording career and performance opportunities. He started a trucking company in Mountain City, Tennessee to support his family and appeared with the Stanley Brothers as a comedian. In 1952, Harry Smith issued a collection of forgotten 78 RPM records onto more modern LPs, which were released by Folkways Records in New York City. Clarence Ashley's The Cuckoo was one of the tracks he included. Enthusiasts of the folk revival in the 1950s and 60s discovered Smith's Anthology of American Folk Music and began to learn the obscure tunes, study the performers, and recreate the music for new audiences. Scores of admirers came to know about Bascalamar Lunsford, Mississippi John Hurt, Charlie Poole, and shape note singing. Filmmaker and musician John Cohen said of the collection, "It gave us contact with musicians and cultures we wouldn't have known existed. Artists who became like mystical gods to us. Musicians as diverse as Dave Van Ronk, Mike Seeger, Alice Gerard, and Jerry Garcia all have declared the importance of the collection."
In the days of 18 and 1, pagan all. In the days of 18 and 1, pagan all. In the days of 18 and 1, pagan shoes is all I done. Hand me down my peg, my peg, my peg, my all.
Ralph Rensler, mandolin player, folk singer, and the co-founder of the annual Smithsonian Folklife Festival, worked as a curator for American art, music, and folk culture at the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C. In 1960, he attended the Fiddlers Convention in Union Grove, North Carolina. The story goes that he was inquiring around jam sessions at the festival for information on Clarence Ashley. He'd asked a number of musicians when he finally approached a banjo player with the question. The fellow pondered for a minute, said he didn't know Clarence Ashley, and then declared, "Well, I'm Clarence Ashley." When Clarence was very young, he was nicknamed Tommy Titty Waddy after a nursery rhyme by his grandfather Enoch, and became known to his friends and acquaintances as Tom. He'd been using the nickname for so long that he'd forgotten his given name. Rensler asked Tom to re-record his signature song. Tom agreed, but only if they could bring along a guitar player to help out. Only problem? The guitar player didn't have an acoustic guitar. He played electric guitar in dance bands around the region. An acoustic guitar was acquired, and the fellas headed to a recording studio. Along the way, the guitarist asked if he could play a little on Tom's banjo. Lo and behold, this accompanist was another master musician who turned out to be none other than Doc Watson. Doc and Tom went on to record the influential album Old Time Music at Clarence Ashley's for Folkways Records. Many folks have heard the Doc Watson family's version of The Cuckoo. Here's Merle Watson playing the clean clawhammer banjo parts and Doc adding his smooth vocals.
On a mountain so high that I can see my Willie as she goes.
As teenagers in Switzerland, the Krüger brothers never dreamed they would come to North Carolina, much less live here and become close friends of Doc Watson. Both of these things happened. They went on to record their own version of the song, inspired by all the versions that came before. A good song lasts for decades. A great song lasts for centuries. The cuckoo is a pretty bird.
Down the road he comes to the turn, rocks in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down.
The Road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.